Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Tyler Skaggs is trending this morning. Just heartbreaking news yesterday. The Los Angeles Angels announced that pitcher Tyler Skaggs had died before Monday's game against the Rangers in Texas. Police found the 27-year-old pitcher dead in his hotel room. They have ruled out foul play, and they have ruled out suicide at this point. The game was immediately postponed. The South Lake Police Department says that officers arrived at the Hilton Hotel where they were staying, found him unresponsive, and he was pronounced deceased at the scene. But he was less than 2 weeks away from his 28th birthday. Everyone's just in shock, trying to figure out what happened. What happened?
We don't know. And we don't know if it's drugs or anything. We can't speculate. But then I'm thinking, is it some kind of undetected condition that he had?
Yeah, heart condition.
But then he's an athlete, though, and they're around doctors and always getting tested. Are they, majority of the time, it's very sad to hear that.
Yeah, just shocking. It was so odd because we were just talking about this pitcher over the weekend because our friend is a big Angels fan, and she's going to a game in a couple of weeks, and my husband says to her, like, oh, maybe you'll get to see Tyler Skaggs pitch. And she's like, I hope so. And then this happened. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So just really sad news on that end this morning. Also trending this morning, city council is trending. Officials have approved a plan allowing parking tickets to be paid by donating school supplies right here in Las Vegas. All the donations from the parking tickets will be given to the Teachers Exchange, which is a nonprofit that's associated with the Public Education Fund. Those who get a ticket before July 19th, a parking ticket, not your speeding tickets, it's got to be a parking ticket, can satisfy their tickets by bringing in new unwrapped school supplies of equal or greater value to the parking services office on Main Street. Some of the items accepted include pencils, pens, erasers, dry erase markers, index cards, paper towels, copy paper. 94% of public school teachers in the United States report to buying school supplies with their own money and never getting reimbursed.
That's a really cool thing that they're doing. How many people do you think that will go down and do that, though?
Yeah.
Versus just paying the $20 online. I think it's awesome. Teachers need all the help they can get. It's sad that they do here in town, but I wonder if people actually would take the time to go to the store, buy the supplies, drive downtown, and make the donation.
I wish that they would make it not an equal amount, because then I think you'd have a better chance of getting some school supplies donated. So
yes,
if a parking ticket is $50, and instead of having to give $50 worth of school supplies when you know it's going to take a lot of time and stuff, you can give $25 worth of school supplies, and then they accept that. I think that would give you more incentive.
Smart, yes.
But it has to be an equal amount. But you're absolutely right. Just the fact that they'd be getting school supplies and you'd be donating it in a very cool way. So there you go. That's an option for you up until July the 19th. After that, it's gone. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning, Lil Nas X is trending. Old Town Road.
Got the horses in the bag.
It has been number one on the Hot 100 longer than any hip-hop song in history. It's maintained its top spot for the 13th consecutive week. It has now eclipsed Boom Boom Pow by Black Eyed Peas, See You Again by Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, and Lose Yourself by Eminem. Now, in case you missed it, this weekend, Lil Nas X, he came out on social media to close out Pride Month, and he was met with a lot of love and support from fans and fellow musicians upon sharing his post.
So Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, would you have thought if we said last year, hey, Billy Ray Cyrus is going to be tied into the number one song in the country that'll be on the charts for 13 weeks? I'd say you're crazy.
If you would have told me that 20 years ago, I would have been like, what? What kind of alternative? alternate universe are you?
Achy Breaky Heart guy? He's still going to be around in 2019, huh?
Not happening.
No way.
So that's trending. And then Halo Top is trending. This might be some good news for you, JC. I know you're a fan. Halo Top milkshakes are coming to Subway. I know you eat Subway almost every single day.
I am a big Subway guy.
It's like Subway for lunch and then a barbecue chicken wrap for dinner. JC's entire diet in one sentence.
You know me too well.
America's favorite low-cal ice cream, they're getting a milkshake upgrade. So from July 22nd through September 4th, the sandwich shop will introduce the first Halo Top hand-spun milkshakes. They're going to do this at 1,000 Subway locations as part of a test phase. Unfortunately, they're not going to have them here in Las Vegas yet. They're test marketing a few cities: Colorado Springs, Hartford, Longview and Tyler, Texas, Salt Lake City, Toledo, and West Palm Beach. Now, these milkshakes are going to have 350 calories or less, 20 grams of protein.
Whoa.
Each. Yeah. And they're going to come in three different flavors: vanilla bean, chocolate, and strawberry. Have you ever had Halo Top before?
I think they do have a dairy-free option, so I have had it. Yes, yes.
We got, like, when it first came out, all the flavors. And then I just couldn't get over the texture. I just was not buying the protein ice cream thing. And so now I have like 5 freezer burned Halo Tops in my
waiting
freezer.
Waiting to be eaten.
I got to get rid of those at some point. So that is what's trending for Tuesday, July 2nd. We have Tyler Skaggs is trending. City Council is trending. Lil Nas X is trending. And Halo Top.
All right. 4 seconds early.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.